Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Well, up there. 26. Tadvishvagur vadikritam bhuvanaika vandiyam. Divyam vichitra vibhuda griya vimana shochi. Apu paramudamava. Apu paramudama purvam upetya yoga.
Apu paramudama purvam upetya
Maya balena munayastat ato vikuntam.
Maya balena
Tadvishva gurvadi kritam bhuvanaika vandyam. Divyam vichitra vibhud agriya vimana shochihi. Apuk paramudam apurvam upetya yoga. Maya balena munayastadato vikuntam. Tat, then, Vishva Guru, by the teacher of the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adikritam, predominated, Bhuvana,
of the planets,
Eka,
alone.
Vandiyam,
worthy to be worshipped.
Divyam,
spiritual.
Vichitra,
highly decorated.
Vibhudha agriya,
of the devotees,
who are the best of the learned.
Vimana,
of the airplanes,
Shochihi,
illuminated,
Apuhu,
attained,
Param,
the highest,
Mudam,
happiness,
Apurvam,
unprecedented.
Upetya,
having attained.
Yoga Maya,
by spiritual potency.
Balena,
by the influence.
Munayaha,
the sages.
Tad,
Vaikuntha.
Ato,
that.
Vikuntam,
Vishnu.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Thus the great sages, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumaran, upon reaching the above-mentioned Vaikuntha in the spiritual world, by dint of their mystic yoga performance, perceived unprecedented happiness. They found that the spiritual sky was illuminated by highly decorated airplanes, piloted by the best devotees of Vaikuntha, and was predominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is one without a second. He is above everyone. No one is equal to him. Nor is anyone greater than him. Therefore, he is described here as Vishva Guru. He is the prime living entity of the entire material and spiritual creation, and is Bhuvanaikavanyam, the only worshipable personality in the three worlds. The airplanes in the spiritual sky are self-illuminated and are piloted by great devotees of the Lord. In other words, in the Vaikuntha planets there is no scarcity of the things which are available in the material world. They are available, but they are more valuable because they are spiritual and therefore eternal and blissful. The sages felt an unprecedented happiness because Vaikuntha was not predominated by an ordinary man. The Vaikuntha planets are predominated by expansions of Krishna, who are differently named as Madhusudana, Madhava, Narayana, Pradyumna, etc. These transcendental planets are worshipable because the personality of Godhead personally rules them. It is said here that the sages reached the transcendental spiritual sky by dint of their mystic power. That is the perfection of the yoga system. The breathing exercises and disciplines to keep health in proper order are not the ultimate goal of yoga perfection. The yoga system, as generally understood, is Ashtanga yoga or Siddhi, eightfold perfection in yoga. By dint of perfection in yoga, one can become lighter than the lightest and heavier than the heaviest. One can go wherever he likes and can achieve opulences as he likes. There are eight such perfections. The rishis, the four kumaras, reached Vaikuntha by becoming lighter than the lightest, and thus passed over the spaces of the material world. Modern mechanical space vehicles are unsuccessful because they cannot go to the highest region of the material creation, and they certainly cannot enter the spiritual sky. But by perfection of the yoga system, one can not only travel through material space, but can surpass material space and can enter the spiritual sky. We learn this fact also from an incident concerning Durvasa Muni and Maharaj Ambarish. It is understood that in 1 year, Durvasa Muni traveled everywhere and went into the spiritual sky to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana. By present standards, scientists calculate that if one could travel at the speed of light, it would take 40,000 years to reach the highest planet of the material world. But the yoga system can carry one without limitation or difficulty. The word yoga maya is used in this verse. Yoga maya balina vikuntam. The transcendental happiness exhibited in the spiritual world and all of the spiritual manifestations there are made possible by the influence of yoga maya, the internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here we have Kumara brothers. They practiced what Prabhupada identifies as Ashtanga yoga system. They practiced meditational yoga, which we usually consider a material process, something we don't bother with, something that's even contrary to our principles. It's material. And they are, the success of their yoga practice was that they became Brahman realized. They transcended all material conceptions and fixed their attention on the impersonal aspects of the Supreme. Still, on the strength of that perfection, they were able to enter Vaikuntha. And in Vaikuntha, they became attracted by the tulsi leaves offered at the feet of Narayan, by the smell that entered their ears, and then it entered their hearts and agitated their minds and overturned their Atmarama satisfaction in personal Brahman realization. So this shows that the yoga process can be dovetailed to devotional service. It doesn't have to remain only material. If properly directed, even in personal realization, the Brahmavadis, who are honest seekers of the truth, but just somehow can't put two and two together and identify that the same Krishna was glorified in the Puranas, that God of the cows is the absolute truth, the original absolute truth, not just some spin-off of the absolute truth. They can't catch that point. And we understand why. Yoga Maya Samavrita, Naham Prakashak Sarvasya. I'm not revealed to everyone because of my yoga. The same Yoga Maya that will impel you to Vaikuntha can also keep you out of Vaikuntha. By making sure that you have no interest in Vaikuntha. You're satisfied with something else, up to impersonal realization. So the Brahmavadis are confused by Krishna's Yoga Maya. They can't identify him as that absolute truth that they're meditating on. They know him, unless they're completely... They have to know him. Anybody who's living in India must know Krishna. So they know Krishna, but they don't understand that he is Brahman. Para Brahman. Not just some saguna or secondary or reflected aspect of Brahman. If, however, the impersonalists don't become envious of Krishna, if the problem is just their confusion, innocence, and not that they actually hate Krishna, then there's some hope for them. The modern Mayavad movement is based on hatred of Krishna. They're really trying to usurp the position of Krishna and allow it for everybody, just like modern democratic social theory. Everyone's as good as everybody else. So that's just ultimate democracy. Everybody is God. Everybody and nobody. That kind of impersonalism is founded on the worst kind of envy and the worst kind of aparad. So there's no hope for the Mayavadis unless they get the special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the innocent Brahmavadis who are not envious, they can be attracted if they're fortunate, if they get the right association and don't get the wrong association. If they don't associate with the hardcore Mayavadis, they can stay innocent. And if they get the association of Vaishnavas, then they can be saved. Here the four Kumaras, they were very experienced in traveling all over the material universes. Yoga Maya Balina. But on the strength of what they have accomplished, rather than just sheer mercy, they've actually accomplished something in their yoga practice. Of course, that also is only by the Lord's mercy. But at least they were allowed to think that they had accomplished it themselves. They did their sadhana, and the result came. It wasn't just sheer mercy. They actually underwent a discipline and succeeded at it. Even though, actually, it's only by the Lord's grace that that's accomplished. And by the on the strength of that, they were able to freely travel throughout the three worlds, and ultimately now they've left the material world and they're on a vacation to Vaikuntha. Visit of Vaikuntha. And that will change their lives. When they finally, they never knew that this is Narayan. No, he's not just another deity, another personification of the Absolute Truth. He's it. That he has qualities that will awaken our heart in such a way that our meditation on Brahman never did. So, because they're not envious, when they experience the Absolute Truth in person, they're changed. Hardcore Mayavadis, their hearts are steel-framed, covered by stone, layers of stone and steel, and nothing can penetrate. Even if they get the association of the Supreme Lord and his devotees, they cannot appreciate it. Mayavadis! So,
Vivekananda?
Yeah. Guys like that. And even many people today. There are many people who are polluted like that. Four Kumaras are lucky. They tread the dangerous path of impersonalism and still survived. And it shows that you can approach the Supreme Lord gradually through various processes. Vedic processes of yoga, of sacrifice, of study, jnana through the Upanishads. But in Kali Yuga, they're very risky. A Kali, Kali, Nahi Kon Dharma. In the Kali Yuga, none of these methods of progressive life are effective. Vaishnava, Vaishnava, Shastra, A Kohi Marma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that only the association of Vaishnavas and of the Vaishnava Shastras, the Gita and the Bhagavatam, will save you. Yeah, so we're trying to organize a school, but the focus of the school is Srimad Bhagavatam, studying the Bhagavatam, understanding the Bhagavatam, and teaching the Bhagavatam, and so on. If we study Sanskrit or some other thing, that's only to facilitate. The other way around, if we just have a language school, then all the same elements may be there. We thought, let's study Bhagavatam and we'll study Sanskrit for that purpose, and we'll also have some class on Hindi because that's useful for preaching. But the other proposal is, let's have a school that's mostly a Hindi school, a little bit of Sanskrit, and a Bhagavatam class in the morning. Yeah. Same elements, and may even spend the same time on each thing, but the focus is different. If the Bhagavatam is not in the center, then it won't have the same spiritual focus. We can, whether we study Sanskrit or not, we should put the Bhagavatam in the center of our lives. Then we'll be empowered as servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to do something. Who knows what, but something. Four Kumaras are now going to become empowered as some Stapakacharyas of their own Sampradaya.
What's Sampradaya?
Kumara Sampradaya. Nimbarkacharya.
Where everybody's naked?
Everyone's what? Naked? No. Only four Kumaras. After that, they started putting on clothes.
Well, after what?
After the four Kumaras. Not that everyone following them. No, that's the jeans. Digambara jeans.
Really?
Some of the jeans, the sannyasis, yeah.
Why?
Because that's their principle.
Why does that happen?
Because they think they don't need any clothes.
Everyone you want to be laughing at them.
No, they're great sadhus, so nobody laughs. Okay? Any questions or comments?
Yes, Prabhupada said that they reached this Vaikuntha by this city, Anima. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
Lagima.
Like just.
Lagima.
Yeah, Lagima, sorry. That so means that you just by.
Float up to the Vaikuntha, yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Otherwise, yeah, that's why can't we just go to another planet? Because where gravity is holding us down. So to counteract gravity, you can go any place.
That means spaceships can go anywhere.
Who? Fish?
I just looked into Vishwanath Pandit just right now. And he explained his yoga maya. The yoga maya is rotating by the Bhagavad teacher. I mean, it's... And
Pavartite, right?
Well, Anuvartinya.
Anuvartinya, not necessarily rotating, but proceeding, yeah.
Yeah, by Lord's wish and desire.
Well, actually following. It means following. It means it follows his desire. Follows behind it. It's in pursuance of his desire.
And then just a description of what it's like. And then, and glosses as a Bhagavat Shaktir Balena. By the strength of Lord Shakti, they reached. I mean, this Vaikuntha.
That's also true. One way of looking at it is that they achieved Vaikuntha on the strength of their own sadhana. The other way of looking at it is they were able to succeed in their sadhana by the grace of the Lord. He provided the sadhana, and he empowered them to succeed in it. So it's all his doing. It looks like they're allowed to be the doers.
And then the sentence continues, not to Svabalena.
Not on your own strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On your own strength, you can have Asura Bala.
And then Bhagavat Kripaya Param Madam.
Yeah. Otherwise, can someone force their way into Vaikuntha? It's impossible.
Isn't even
Well, yeah, many of them, or others want to, and they don't have the strength. Or they sort of maybe want to, or they're a little curious, but still they don't have the strength. Yeah. Anyway, serious interest in the Lord's abode will allow you to enter it gradually. That's the first. If you're interested, then you can be given the guidance what sadhana to perform to obtain that entry. So the first thing we have to have is just some interest. We have to want it. That's all. The means can be provided, but you have to want it. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you. All glory Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.